The Supreme Court of the Philippines has largely upheld that country's anti-terror law. It's a victory for President Rodrigo Duterte, with one exception. The court struck down a provision with a sweeping definition of terrorism. Here's NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Petitioners, including human rights advocate Christina Palabai, cheered a short advisory issued by the Supreme Court in advance of the full verdict.
We view the Supreme Court decision as a partial win.
The court's statement said that a provision in the law defining terrorism was overly broad. Critics had argued it condemned even legitimate exercise of civil and political rights like protests and work stoppages as potential acts of terror. The idea chafes Filipinos, who ousted a dictator 35 years ago in mass demonstrations. And the court effectively ruled activism is not terrorism. But the court let stand the vast majority of the law's other provisions. Petitioners were especially alarmed by the creation of an anti-terror council, conferred with vast powers. Rachel Choa Howard researches the Philippines for Amnesty International and says the council's business will be far from public view.
This includes the authority to examine bank accounts and freeze assets of organizations, to designate individuals and organizations as terrorists, apply for broad surveillance powers. This is all without notice and judicial process.
The presidential palace maintains that the controversial law underscores its commitment to the rule of law. But the sweeping Anti-Terror Act also punishes any person who is deemed to incite others to terrorism by means of speeches, proclamations, emblems, and banners. The law's opponents say it endangers free speech and could criminalize dissent. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.